As promised, we are joined right now by the head football coach of Utah State. He is in his sixth season with the Aggies. He was the 2013 Mountain West Coach of the Year. They're 8-1. They've won 8 straight. Utah State all the way up to number 14 in the AP poll, and they are hosting San Jose State on Saturday. We are joined by Utah State head coach Matt Wells. Matt, really nice to have you on. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Jim? Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you, Matt. All right, so you're coming off that win, a good road win over Hawaii, which is always kind of tricky to go there because there's so many distractions. But you guys put up more than 600 total yards, including 426 on the ground. It's a team that's put up some monstrous offensive numbers. But where does that rushing performance rank among all the games that you've coached? Because that was really impressive.
I think we ran the ball really well. You know, those guys, those two running backs that combined for that, Darwin Thompson and Gerald Bright, they didn't even play the fourth quarter. I think we maybe pulled them about midway through the third quarter, actually, Jim. So if you just take it in terms of that, it may be, if not the best, one of the best, because I also, you know, take into consideration going over to Hawaii. It's hard to win at Hawaii, like you mentioned, with all the distractions. So proud of those guys, and certainly our offensive line is playing really well, and you can't run for that amount of yards if you don't get great blocks out on the perimeter. Probably our best game that our wideouts have played on the perimeter.
Matt Wells is joining us. Matt, I know you're focused on San Jose State. You've got that one coming up, but I'm looking at a program that's now up to number 14 in the AP poll. What's that ranking mean to you and to the program?
You know, Jim, it's kind of interesting just the last couple of weeks, because I've tried to downplay it a little bit, and our players have done a tremendous job of you know, being aware of it. I mean, we don't live in, you know, with the door shut here in Logan, Utah. I mean, everybody knows it. But the preparation that they've come out with each and every week, and there's a bunch of football junkies. They're in here watching extra tape, all that kind of stuff, and preparing, because they know the short-term goal this week is San Jose. But I also understand it means a lot to, you know, the Aggie Brotherhood. A lot of people that played here came before us, the fans, our administrators, our boosters. It means a lot to a lot of people. So I won't downplay that. And it's just recognition for the season that our guys are having. If they continue to focus and play at a high, high level, like I think they will, there'll be more out there for them.
We're talking about Wells, Utah State head coach. You know, Matt, when you lay it out like that, you've got a team full of junkies. You've got some gym rats. These guys are paying the price. They're doing their work. They're doing their prep. Having said all of that, do you have to make a point? Hey, you got to make sure you keep your eye on the prize. San Jose State might be 1-8, but that doesn't mean that they can't sneak up and bite us. Have you had that conversation with them, and how do you make sure there is no letdown?
Yeah, absolutely. Number one, they're playing their best ball right now in the last few weeks, and Brent Brennan's done a really nice job continuing to keep them fighting. I think you do this, Jim. We understand the goal since I've walked in here is to compete for a Mountain West championship the last week in November. And we're on that mission right now. And hopefully we're on a collision course with the Mountain West championship. But in saying that, that's our big picture focus. The small internal intensified focus is Saturday at 2 o'clock, and more importantly, today at practice at 2:30 here in Logan. So it's day by day. It's the week, and our guys have done a tremendous job with that. And you know what? I credit the seniors, and I credit our captains. We've got probably maybe overall sophomores, juniors, and seniors that is in our players committee, our captains, continue to impress me. And this is a player-led program. It's not a player-run program, but it's a player-led program, and I give the credit to those players.
Utah State head football coach Matt Wells joins us. Matt, you mentioned Logan a couple of times. What about the fact that you are the pride of Sallisaw, Oklahoma, I should say. For those who don't know, it's not the biggest town in Oklahoma. What was life like growing up for you there? And then how big was that town?
Well, I always tell people it's 7,000 on a good day with all the family reunions in the summer.
Right.
All I know is this, there's a lot of small towns out there, but when you can count the stoplights, it's a small town. And I think, and unless they've changed it, it's 7 and a blinking light. So it's a small town. I tell you what, I wouldn't trade it for anything. Playing sports growing up like I did, you know, high school football coaches, the influence they had on your life, it was tremendous. I don't think my brothers and sisters, would trade it for anything. And I got a chance to come here to Logan, Utah, and you know what? I'm back, and I'm a pretty lucky guy.
Hey, Matt, there's this great, great story that you mentioned high school coaches. High school coach Ron Etheridge said to your dad, hey, Doc, and your dad was a dentist, hey, Doc, look at this boy. He pointed to the fact that you were just maybe five, but you had drawn out a perfect eye formation with X's and O's. He then said, quote, there's not a mistake on it. He's going to be a coach, end quote. Is that true? And then when did you first get hooked on football?
Yeah, that I think that story is true, Jim. Hooked on it from an early age. You know, growing up, your heroes in a small town are the Black Diamond football players. That was my heroes growing up, and that is a true story. But the funny part about it is it may have been the last time I drew the I formation, because I don't think I've lined up that at Utah State one time. Funny. We're in the spread, no huddle. We're only going to play with one back.
Yeah, Matt, what's funny about that is funny in and of itself, but what's funny is it's not like this was your only option. In fact, you could flat-out ball as a player. You went to Utah State as a quarterback, but your teammates back in the day all thought that you might be a doctor because you were that sharp, you were that smart. What was it about coaching that made you want to pursue that?
Jim, when I was done playing here at Utah State, wasn't good enough to go on any further. I figured that out real quick. I chose coaching, and here's what I did. I just kind of made a pact with myself, and I said, I'm going to give it 5 years, and if I can't get a full-time job, I'll start as a GA, and if I can't get a full-time job, you know, after 5 years, I'm done. I'll get into the workforce in another way, and I got a chance to go to the Naval Academy, and I was basically a GA. Actually, my first 2 years there for Kenny Niumatalolo, who's now the head coach, NGA there for 4 years. In my fifth year, got the receiver's job and got full-time, and then promptly we all got fired at the end of that year. So it was welcome to coaching, but that's kind of how I got into it to start, because I didn't want to get away from the game. I love the game. I love the competition, and I, you know, maybe like others, you just didn't quite know what to do when you were done playing at 23 years old, and so I jumped right in, and fortunately the Lord has blessed me. There's been times like now that have been tremendously better than others. You know, you've been through, it's just like I always say, coaching, and a lot of guys out there can probably echo this, Jim. It's the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. But we've kind of all been through all of them, so shoot, I'm going to enjoy this ride right now.
No, I get that, and you want to make sure you enjoy the wins. I would imagine, too, if it's the highest of highs and lowest of lows, Matt, the lows probably are more intense than the highs are high. Last thought, you mentioned Coach Ken. Man, he's one of my favorite guys. I love the coach. What was he like to work alongside?
Oh, he was awesome. He hadn't changed a bit. He is a people person. You know, he treated me phenomenal as a young GA, and, you know, gave me responsibility. But kept a close watch on me. And, you know, just, you know, to this day, he's been a mentor, but more than that, he's been a really good friend.
Utah State's won 8 straight. They are number 14 in the AP poll. They've got San Jose State coming in on Saturday. Matt Wells is the head coach of the Aggies. Matt, so good to talk to you. Really a great story. Nice to have you on the show. Good luck this weekend, and I hope we can do it again soon.
Thanks so much, Jim. Appreciate you having me on.
That was fun, Matt. Thank you. Appreciate you doing it. Matt Wells. And I can remember back before the conference shakeups, we didn't have a football team at UC Santa Barbara. We had a club team, but we had a basketball team. We still have a basketball team. We had some fierce, fierce fights with Utah State in the Big West Conference.